Now we come to our first feature. This week it is an opinion piece by regular evening news columnist Andy Newman, who writes on food and drink. You will have heard a mention of his subject this week in our letter spot. You will thus know that there has been a lot of comment about lone diners being discouraged by certain restaurants. Andy has a different view. His article is read by Ian Robertson.
Anyone who is single or who likes doing things on their own occasionally will know just what a disadvantage they face, whether it's being charged swinging single room supplements when going on holiday or paying more during their weekly shop because buy one, get one free offers don't really work when you only wanted one in the first place. This is despite the fact that some 8.3 million people live alone in the UK, which is around 15% of the population, or 30% of all households. It doesn't seem fair that there is such a penalty to pay for doing things on a solitary basis. So it's understandable that there was such an outcry when the top London restaurant, Hotel Café Royal, announced recently it would in effect charge single diners twice as much as everybody else, imposing a minimum spend equivalent to what two people would pay for the same meal. Now, you may be thinking that what happens in a £195 a head, two Michelin star eatery in the capital has no bearing on our lives here in East Anglia. But the fact is that it never takes long for such innovations to filter down to a more prosaic level. Café Royal's argument is that a solo diner takes up a table which could otherwise be occupied by two bill-paying people. They say that if their restaurant is full of tables with just one person eating, they cannot break even. And to be fair, they are keeping a small number of tables available for solo diners at each service, where the one for the price of two rule will not apply. Running a restaurant in the current climate is far from easy, and for small establishments with limited space, maximising the revenue from each table is an absolute necessity in order to meet soaring costs. What is interesting is the level of backlash which this announcement has caused. You might think that for most people, eating out is a sociable activity, and the concept of spending an evening at the table for one, feeling like Billy No-Mates, would not be a popular one. But no, it seems there is a clamour to dine alone. I am on the side of those who argue that a table for one is one of the greatest luxuries in life. The ability to be completely selfish, order what you like, choose a bottle of wine which only you like, and not have to share it, to take as much time as you like over dinner, and to settle in with a book or simply people watch is compelling. Eating out alone is no longer thought as weird or sad, and many establishments, glad to attract custom of any sort in the current climate, have adapted their offer to accommodate this trend, from reconfiguring their dining rooms so lone diners aren't consigned to rubbish tables by the loos, to creating bar dining around open kitchens, where the solo diner can interact with the people cooking their bespoke dinner. While this may be new in Britain, such indulgence of people who want to eat out alone is common elsewhere. As it happens, I am typing these words in Burgundy before heading out to a traditional French bistro for dinner. While I will be enjoying dinner with my wife, I am confident that if I were on my own, I would receive the same respect and level of service as anyone else. In fact, I will probably be more pampered than her. The French know that while a lone diner will spend less per table than a couple, they will almost always spend more per person, and because they only have themselves to please, will be more likely to return to somewhere where they've been treated as a valued customer. So is the Café Royal wrong to penalise solo customers in the way they've decided to do? Well, every restaurant has to make decisions which will ensure their viability, and if a large proportion of the establishment's 11 tables were indeed to be booked by single people, then perhaps they have the right to do that. But if there is a genuine demand for tables for one, wouldn't it make more sense to think about reconfiguring their restaurant to accommodate that demand, rather than doing everything they can to drive it away, especially at a time when hospitality is on its knees and hardly turning customers away? Experts predict that even a higher proportion of Britons will be living alone in the future, and those businesses which adapt to offer a good service at a fair price to those on their own will prosper. Meanwhile, if you spot someone eating on their own in a restaurant, don't pity them. They're probably having the time of their life.